This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Black Lives Matter movement using the springboard of George Floyd's self-induced drug death while in police custody managed to convince innumerable Democrats that our criminal justice system was just too mean for criminals. So in November 2020, Angelenos elected George Gascon. And in November 2019, San Franciscans elected Chesa Boudin, who filled the seat Gascon vacated when he headed to L.A., at least one of whom got funding help from George Soros. Now both are facing recall votes with strong citizen support. And the thing about Gascon and Boudin is that, unlike Biden, who pretended to be normal and moderate, Gascon and Boudin made no bones about their hard-left approach to managing prosecutions on the left coast of two major cities. And yes, most other cities are bigger than San Francisco, but it's still one of the most recognizable cities in the world, which gives it a cachet. Citizens and those Democratic enclaves elected them anyway. When Gascon was the San Francisco DA, he pushed to end cash bail, which was followed by a huge increase in property crime. Gascon helped author Prop 47, which reduced many crimes from felonies to misdemeanors. And while it did indeed reduce the number of black Americans arrested for felonies, it did not reduce the number of crimes committed across California. In fact, the opposite happened. Now, see, part of their thing is that they think there's no parity in who's going to jail. And in the meantime, while they're sitting there saying there's no parity, so we've got to take crime and lower the bar to where you get sent to jail, what they could actually do is change other policies which have made it, you know, have turned inner cities into gangland. A little financial investment, maybe. Do something for the schools. You know, shore up the family, that kind of thing. That's not what's happening right now today. And after a whole bunch of wealthy San Francisco Bay Area leftists poured money into his campaign, although Soros outspent them all, Los Angeles citizens, undoubtedly gripped in the emotional fallout from George Floyd's self-induced death, voted Gascon into office. And since then, they have paid the price for that bit of stupidity. They have gotten what they elected to a very large degree. They got what they asked for. Gascon announced an across-the-board refusal to seek cash bail for certain offenses, released many who were currently in jail because they couldn't pay bail, re-evaluated all sentences for which prisoners had already served 20 years, no matter the crime, refused to seek the death penalty, no matter the crime, and refused to charge any juveniles as adults, again, no matter the crime. And it was that last that garnered the most press. 2014, when he was 2 weeks away from turning 18, James Tubbs molested an 8-year-old girl. He was finally arrested at age 26. The bearded Tubbs promptly announced that he was a woman named Hannah. And Gascon insisted that Tubbs be tried as a juvenile female. And thanks to Gascon's new rules, the 26-year-old male Tubbs will spend 2 years in a juvenile facility for girls. Even the prosecutors working under Gascon are agitating against him. And in February, a recall movement began. This effort, the second attempt, may be the one that works. They have raised $3.5 million, but they've already collected 125,000 signatures of the 566,857 they need by July to get his recall on the ballot. Things are no better in San Francisco for Chesa Boudin. A man descended from a long line of Marxists. His parents were members of the militant leftist Weather Underground and were convicted of felony murder. His mother, Kathy Boudin, paroled in 2003, promptly became a professor at Columbia, which helps explain why America's colleges and universities are insane. And they need to lose all federal funding. His father, David Gilbert, just got out of jail in November and apparently hasn't yet landed a university gig. While they were away in jail, Boudin was raised by Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn, also academics and Obama's buddies, and also Weather Underground alumnuses. So again, voters knew what they were getting with Boudin, which was the complete abandonment of criminal justice, just as Gascon did. Boudin announced all sorts of policies that would make it harder to prosecute criminals. And consistent with leftist principles, he did away with cash bail, and instead his prosecutors decide how risky the person arrested was. And like all leftist prosecutors, he routinely releases repeat offenders. On his watch, crimes have shot up. And he's also just bad at his job. Judges have expressed dismay over how the DA's office was run because of constant turnover, missed deadlines, and the failure to turn over exculpatory evidence and other carelessness. And when the inevitable recall campaign began, two of his former prosecutors joined it. And as with Gascon, the first recall didn't make it to the ballot, but a second effort succeeded with Boudin's recall coming for a vote in June. Just as Gascon's foes are optimistic, so are Boudin's, especially because of a newly released poll showing that 68% of San Francisco voters support recalling Boudin, 74% think badly of him, and 61% believe he is responsible for rising crime rates in San Francisco, especially burglaries and thefts. The poll was commissioned by recall organizers, but they used a reputable Bay Area polling company. And this election also coming on the heels of the election removing radical activists from the San Francisco school board. All this suggests that even San Francisco's famously leftist citizens have reached their tipping point. And we should be sitting here and hoping that thoughtless Democrats who love the virtue signal will have learned their lesson from the disastrous reign of leftists in federal and state offices. But we're going to see. If they have not, I told somebody this the other day. In a lot of ways, what we have going on right here is a result, and I don't want to keep hammering the same nail, but it is a result of apathy on a lot of people's part. Everybody, if they're, you know, whoever actually voted for Biden, I mean, I don't believe he got 81 million votes, but whoever really voted for Biden, you had no foresight at all, did you? Are you enjoying everything that is going on right now? And I got one for you when we get back, because we're coming up on the first break. When we get back, we have a food shortage that is probably going to happen, and there's probably no way to stop it. I'll explain that to you when we get back. And that is largely in part due to the fact that Biden is perceived to be a weak commander-in-chief. So, there's your problems. There's your problems. And all of you that voted for Biden, you know, I hope you enjoy what you got. Do you have buyer's remorse yet? Do you have that at the gas pump yet? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Sometimes when you don't pay attention to what's going on around you, you lose control of what's going on around you. Sometimes when you miss something by omission, when you are catering, you know, one of the things about Trump, for all of you that didn't like Trump, I mean, personally, I don't like Trump. But Trump was beholden to no one. He didn't have to listen to anybody. Biden, on the other hand, is beholden to everybody. Especially the leftists, especially the climate change people, especially AOC, the squad, all of these people that are, they have all got some of the craziest ideas out there, and they all want them to happen now. So we have a merging of events happening now because government was not paying attention. Government was not making decisions. Government was perceived for being weak. Afghanistan, the withdrawal from Afghanistan was, why did they even leave dressed? Because they left everything else there. So we have this merging of events that is falling around the United States like an imploding building. You know, and once it starts, you know, you can't stop that once the explosion goes off. And, that's what we have going on at the moment. Because right now, the Earth, while we're out there trying to not let it heat up, a couple of guys wrote a paper on global warming, Douglas Lightfoot and Gerald Ratzer. And they kicked the guts out of the IPCC's global warming model. That's great that they, you know, climate change is not, that it demonstrates that climate change is due to the sun. Climate change is real, but it's due to the sun. It's not due to us. Now, right now, according to these authors, we're in something called, we're reaching an early stage of cooling that might be similar to the Dalton minimum. And that would last for 3 or 4 decades. Average temperatures could drop by up to 1.5 degrees centigrade and increase the rate of crop failure. That has already started. And it won't be easy to maintain the benefits of the recent warm phase of the sun during the upcoming solar minimum. That's 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit, and that is significant. See, very rarely does anybody die due to heat. They die due to cold. Freezing to death. Now, Lightfoot and Ratzer confirmed that we've already entered the modern grand solar minimum, and that negative impact on crops is already occurring. And we've seen harvest shortfalls in a variety of crops around the world over the past couple of seasons. And coupled with these shortfalls, a few countries have limited or halted exports of staple products, mostly grains. In the interim, you have California, which has carbon credit and climate change as part of their state government. And they're making sure that the smelt doesn't get killed. But in the meantime, nobody can water anything. And the farmers are quitting. They're pulling stuff down. And they're not paying attention to what's going on. Like, for 2 years and continuing until today, there have been interruptions in commodities for sale. A number of factors contribute to the stuttering availability of commercial goods. Where, you know, this originates, where it's coming to you, the field. So they have labor shortages in picking, packing, processing, and transportation. That leads to gaps on some grocery stores. If these are ingredients for your favorite frozen foods, that leads to gaps there too. Delayed imports of raw materials for canning and bottling and bagging due to shutdowns in countries of origin is going to continue because right now China's locking down whole cities again. Because of recent crop failure and lackluster harvest, many regional grocery warehouses, and they normally keep 18 months supply on hand. They're basically empty. Low stocks of livestock feed and hay due to drought are reducing meat, poultry, milk, and eggs. We have a drought hitting the mid-plains and potentially causing the abandonment of this year's winter wheat. in Sacramento, where I was talking about where they restrict their water, they have already pulled down avocado and almond orchards due to restricted water allocations elsewhere in the state. Farmers, where they used to pay $487 per ton in 2020, they're now paying $1,492 per ton for fertilizer. So that's a, that's a significant increase. And demand for this is going to grow. Guess where 20% of that comes from? Yep, Russia. And by the way, high prices in Europe for natural gas because they use natural gas to cook that and make it fertilizer. That's causing a slowdown too. Agricultural production runs on a very tight margin. And nobody's going to do something they know that's going to fail. They can't afford the fuel. They can't afford to repair their stuff. They're looking for other things to do. And you can take, people will take farmland and they will put it into a paid conservation easement or fallowed into carbon credit. And the person that owns that land gets, it produces a guaranteed payment. Some farmers have already done that. However, it does not produce any crops. They just have to cut the grass from time to time. So, are we stocking up on items like grain, pasta, oils, and the like to carry through the worst of all of these shortages? In Europe, already, they've got food rationing going on. We've seen some of that during the worst of the pandemic shortages, but it's been managed by local vendors. But it's not going to get better before it gets worse. With Biden, his expertise lies in making the worst possible decision on anything put in front of him. And the demands of equity will ensure that those at the head of the food and the farm assistant lines are the ones with the most victimhood points. Even if the food we are used to is available, the cost will be close to prohibitive. So you're going to have to learn how to grow potatoes, which is very easy to grow. It's an underground crop. And this is because we're so intertwined with virtue signaling. But guess what? The end result is it will be up to us. We the people must demand that the government secures our bounty for hard times coming. We must also be prepared to be ignored for that. Start thinking of your home garden or your community garden or urban farming, a school and workplace food production. That would be the victory garden of the 21st century. We almost need to pray that we prevail, given where it is at right now. We'll be back right back. This is Lock and Load.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The House voted overwhelmingly to suspend normal trade relations with Russia and Belarus, preparing President Joe Biden to enact higher tariffs on more products and further weaken the Russian economy in response to its military assault on Ukraine. The U.S. has already taken steps to shut off the importation of Russian oil, liquefied natural gas, seafood, alcohol, and diamonds. The vote today sets the stage for making it more expensive to import certain steel, aluminum, and plywood items, among other goods. The Senate is expected to take up the measure within the next few days. U.S. home building rebounded sharply in February as the drag from the cold weather starts to ease, and while permits fell, they remained at a higher level, suggesting a shortage of houses will continue to underpin residential construction even as mortgage rates continue to rise. Housing starts jumped by 6.8%. This is USA Radio News. Nearly three dozen companies worldwide will start making generic versions of Pfizer's coronavirus pill. The medicine's patent pool said in a statement that agreements signed with 35 companies should help make Pfizer's antiviral Paxlovid available to more than half the world's population. Generic drug makers across a dozen countries in Asia, the Caribbean, the Middle East, and Eastern Europe will begin producing either the raw ingredients for the Pfizer drug or the pill itself immediately. Amazon announced that it had closed its acquisition of Hollywood studio MGM just 2 days after European regulators said the deal would not significantly reduce competition in European markets. The retail giant announced the $8.5 billion deal in May, making it the second largest acquisition following its $13.7 billion deal with Whole Foods in 2017. The latest acquisition is aimed at boosting Amazon's streaming services to compete against Netflix and Disney+. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend
your voice. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, there's some good news for Joe Biden. After months of abysmal public approval numbers, his favorability among registered voters has soared by 2 points to 45%. And all he had to do was bring us to the brink of World War III. The media are thrilled with the possibility of a nuclear war with Russia. They are. Catastrophes are terrific for ratings and flood the zone coverage of a war between two faraway countries that has almost zero effect on the lives of most Americans, allows journalists to act like deep think geopolitical strategists after having quickly looked up Ukraine on Wikipedia. They dragged out the COVID porn, the panic porn, for 2 years, and by now the only people still interested in pandemic updates are hysterical leftist women in Manhattan claiming to have long-haul COVID. Whatever that is. I don't know. The national pastime has segued seamlessly from watching TV anchors cry on TV about the coronavirus to watching TV anchors cry on TV about the fate of Ukrainian children. Now, of course, when American kids are murdered expressly as a result of our own government's policies, the journalism protocol is no crying, no coverage. So there will be no tears for the 5-year-old Florida girl killed in October when an illegal alien from Guatemala, Ernesto Lopez Morales, tanked up on 6 32-ounce beers, then plowed into the little girl and her mother as he was driving to get more beer. There won't be any tears for Texas teenager Adrienne Sophia Exum, killed instantly one Sunday afternoon in 2020 when Heriberto Fuerte Padilla, an illegal alien from Mexico, smashed into the car she was driving and then ran away. There's even some news. The Biden administration announced that Fuerte Padilla will not be deported. And there will be no weeping for the still unidentified mother and daughter, aged 59 and 22, killed last December when a human smuggler, a, quote, U.S. citizen, a.k.a. anchor baby, carrying 6 illegals across the border into Texas, sped through a stop sign and T-boned the pair. I'm sure all of that is just an inconvenient coincidence. But the media's obsessive focus on Ukraine is terrific for the interests of the Democratic Party. Recall that in his 2012 book, Left Turn, How Liberal Media Bias Distorts the American Mind, then UCLA professor Tom Grossclose demonstrated that media bias alone costs Republicans about 8 to 10% points in elections. That was 2012. You can only imagine how it is in post-Trump 2022. If we only could return to the junior varsity media bias of 2012. Until the war in Ukraine, the Democrats were facing midterms about having spent the previous 2 years mandating masks and an endless series of vaccinations, even from the vaccinated or previously infected. They flung open the border to illegal alien murderers, drug dealers, gang members, and welfare recipients. The Democratic district attorneys have turned city after city into feces-smeared murder-topias that make Charles Bronson's death wish look like the sound of music. These days, the left's main case's belly is teaching little kids about anal sex, transgenders, and the inherent evil of white people. What could even Stalin's media do with that record? Well, option number one, implement a collective mind wipe, perhaps through an electromagnetic pulse to erase voters' memory of everything that's happened since Joe Biden was sworn in. Option number two, war, someplace in the world that's not here. What crisis at our border? We're reporting the war. How can we talk about murder rates when children are dying in Ukraine? What vaccine mandates? COVID is over. Now we're talking about war. Everything bad that's happening is Putin's fault. He's like Hitler. Talk about Russian collusion. Putin gave Trump Facebook ads. He's giving Biden a military invasion. By now, the media have whipped the public into such a frenzy over Ukraine that a majority of Americans want the U.S. to start shooting down Russian planes and start World War III with a nuclear-armed power. That would be a very small price to pay for Democratic dominance. But much like American military interventions around the globe, things don't always go as planned. The Democrat media helpers might want to remember President George H.W. Bush's 89% favorable rating in 1991, the highest presidential job approval rating then on record, according to Gallup. Those astronomical numbers came as a result of the conclusion of the Persian Gulf War, when he went to war with Saddam Hussein because he had invaded neighboring Kuwait, violating that nation's sacred sovereignty, and proceeded to commit unspeakable war crimes, including using poison gas. First week of that war, Bush's poll numbers shot straight from 64% to 82%. Republicans had a lock on the next year's presidential contest. No serious Democrats were willing to challenge him, and the party ended up with a little horny hick from Arkansas as their nominee. And then it all collapsed. By Election Day 1992, Bush's public approval rating was down to a pathetic 34%. And the horny hick won the election, and Bush became an embarrassing one-term president. On the military side, at least the Middle East was finally at peace. We never heard a peep out of Hussein again. No, wait. That's not correct, is it? No. The problem here for the Democrats is going to be if the war is over with by November. I do not see this. As this has been going on for 3 weeks now. It's got to be starting to wind down. Considering what is being contested and the wakes being contested, it's almost like it's a very small area for a battle theater. Now, that doesn't mean that they shouldn't be, looking at other things, trying to figure out how to stop it. But it does mean that, everybody thought that if Russia invaded Ukraine, it'd be over within a weekend. And it is not. This would be normally where we were sitting here trying to negotiate. You know, Zelensky should be calling up, Putin going, I know that you have a finite number of people because they're conscripts. How many more do you want to send my way that I kill? Because he has this huge guerrilla contingent that is fighting back, and they're fighting back well. And everybody's involved in 60-year-olds, 80-year-olds. They're finding a way to be involved in that. And that is hugely difficult. You know, there's no way for that to end well for Putin. Plus, he's got stuff happening internally with his people and inside of Russia. They don't want to be fighting this. Anyway. Polls. Gotta love them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you asked for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by...
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
I never knew those buttons were that sensitive. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. A good leader is one who can take his enemies, and Trump did this very well. While everybody was out there very concerned with his mean tweets, but totally unconcerned with what he was doing because of his mean tweets, he was, you know, leading his enemies around by the nose. The problem with Trump was that he was inexperienced. He didn't know who to trust. He didn't know who to hire. He didn't know what to look for. This whole politics thing was a whole new thing with him. When he was a real estate developer, he was in charge of everything that he was doing, and he didn't have to go to somebody to get any help. When he got into being the president, of course, he needed help, and he couldn't get any from either side. So, here we are today, and you got to hand it to a guy who convinces Democrats to die on the hill of defending perverted groomers talking about sex with little school kids. It's on brand for their fellow travelers at the Lincoln Project, but you would think the Democrats might actually want to win an election. But no, they want to make the schools safe for pedophiles, and they don't care who knows it. But they'll care plenty in November, because parents around the country are going to come out and vote, and they're going to vote for the party of not hitting on their kinder. Donald Trump, for being who he was, his presidency was a stunning success. Economic success, peace abroad. We didn't go get involved in any wars. It was great. Ron DeSantis has the DeSantis Doctrine, sort of like the Monroe Doctrine, except instead of keeping shady foreigners out of our hemisphere, the DeSantis Doctrine keeps the woke fascists out of our lives. DeSantis started the fire that burned the pyre of Democrat hopes and dreams they jumped onto in their campaign against the Florida anti-grooming statute. That's only his latest fight with the elite. DeSantis has been laying down the law in Florida, literally, and in a way even Donald Trump never did. And at some level, Donald Trump still has some residual respect for the trappings of the elite. He is impressed by name universities and huge corporations. And for all of his much justified complaining, he still cavorts with institutions that hate him, like the New York Times. He's not yet completely done with the institutions, but DeSantis is. DeSantis is all honey badger. And where he goes, he lays waste and he makes the rubble bounce. And the DeSantis doctrine is summed up this way. Your garbage institutions don't mean anything to me. I am going to ruthlessly wield my power to protect normal people from your depredations, and I'm going to smile while I do it. Did the head of China-hugging Disney really think he was going to push Big Ron around? The nattering 20-somethings and woke pronoun people in his company and on social media thought they could leverage their power to make this huge Florida employer bring DeSantis to heel over the threat that creepy weirdos could no longer chat up kindergartners about sex in school. So this dude, who shrimps Chi-Com toes even as his commie masters torment, torture, and terminate Uyghurs and prop up Putin, comes out and really expects that DeSantis would fold from this. That somehow it would be game on and DeSantis would fall for it. Well, DeSantis, he looked at what was going on there and he said, okay, he has this chance to figuratively post a rodent skull on a pike. So he told the mouse to pound some Sunshine State sand. Now, if you go to various places, you'll see the various blue checks out there. And they're all trapped in a vortex, which keeps them forever in the year 2005. They'll tell you that conservatives were supposed to hate regulation and love big corporations. And things have changed. And among them, the left, which decided it was going to weaponize every institution against us, including corporations. And a key element of that campaign is neutralizing normal people's retaliation by barring us through the application of principles that exist only in a paradigm that no longer does, from exercising our own power. It's so unseemly for a governor to attack a corporation, they would say. Perhaps in a world where corporations tend to literally mind their own business and not use that economic power to affect policy. But it's ridiculous to expect that in a world where corporations regularly use their power to affect politics. And we normal people are somehow barred from using our own power, political power, including the power to regulate, to protect ourselves. You don't get to change the rules and then expect us to remain bound by the old ones. We're playing your game, lefties. Now, they do still expect, and many Republicans, they do too, they expect that we will play by those rules, but Ron DeSantis scoffs at such unilateral disarmament, and he's all about massive retaliation. Unfortunately, some conservatives don't grasp that idea, which is, I guess it would be considered lofty. You know, we're not going to be liked by people. But here some of the conservatives that are obtuse or bought, but the basic underpinning of the DeSantis doctrine, a conservative principle that results in conservatives being less free, is a stupid principle. No, we need not follow that principle. And this terrifies the left. And DeSantis is now, as he slowly gains parity and popularity with Donald Trump, he's worse than Donald Trump. They fear him because he does not have the mean tweets aspect that allows them to attack him for something other than his actual deeds. And they have to defend their freak show agenda because he gives them nothing to change the subject to. And if they want to make it a fight over whether or not skeevy sex pests can have at your little kids, well, that's a battle that we should be delighted to fight. But here's the thing. They do want to fight over the bizarre and repellent pillars of modern leftism. They do want to fight over whether perverts can groom your kids. They do want to fight over whether you could abort your kid 30 seconds before they're born. They do want to fight over the need to strangle the economy, the energy industry, so you're paying 10 bucks a gallon. They want to fight over their desire to coddle criminals. They want to let hobos defile the sidewalks, and they want to send your kid to fight their war in who gives a Danistan. They want to fight over a bunch of things that are awful, and far too many Republicans have shied away from them, merely saying so, not merely saying so, but from actually doing something about them. Every GOP governor talks about wokeness or boys dominating girls' sports, but like, look at Kristi Noem. She defaulted to the Chamber of Commerce agenda, and she did nothing. DeSantis is a different animal. He not only wields power, he enjoys what he's doing when he's wielding that power. And I enjoy watching him wield that power. And he loves to crush his enemy and see them driven before him and to hear the lamentation of their women-identifying persons. Sort of like Conan would if he was 21st century Conan, I guess. But those of us in the base, we love it. The DeSantis doctrine means you unashamedly use the power you're given to defeat the leftist agenda. But you don't shrink from the cultural fight because of all the Twitter people will tell you that you're somehow obligated to do so. It means you win the election and then you jump in the fight with the intention of winning the fight. So the big question is, what's next? His wife has passed breast cancer now. And, he's wide open. He has hinted that he would not oppose Trump if the ex-president goes out for Grover Cleveland's record. But then 2024 is looking like his year. Thankfully, Mrs. DeSantis, like I said, is cancer-free. This is great for the DeSantis family. Right now, if Donald Trump was not in the picture, he would not only be picking out a tie for his nomination acceptance speech, but he'd be picking out drapes for the Oval Office. Except Trump is in the picture. So, Trump has an opportunity in 2024, but so does DeSantis. But here's the thing. The Trump record, which is vindicated every day, is what is on one side of this contest, versus the DeSantis doctrine, which I just outlined to you. Do you know who wins that? We all win that contest. Hour number three is inbound. Coming up next is Joe Chambers, 1911 University. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.